It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hey, neighbor. Glad we're together again today. Did you see that bag that I brought? What do you suppose is in here? Could be lots of things, couldn't it? Well, there are two sticks. And some rope. Now, what if somebody gave you two sticks and some rope? What would you make with them? I was just thinking. Could weave it around like this. Looks a little like a ladder, doesn't it? Well, I know somebody who did this with two sticks and rope. He did some knitting. Now let me see if I can do it right. Here. Taught me how. First, you have to make some stitches on the one stick or the one knitting needle. Do you know anybody who knits? There. Then you take the other one. Learn how to do it okay. Takes a lot of practice. See? That's the beginning of the knitting, like that. Well, my friend made a rope scarf. I'll show it to you. Look, think how long it must have taken to make one of these. Yeah, he made this rope scarf for one of his puppets. Isn't it a great puppet scarf? Well, my friend's name is Brad Brewer, and he makes all sorts of things out of all sorts of materials. And Brad told me that I could bring you over to his studio if you'd like. And we can see him working on some of his puppets and all. He's a daddy, so he knows a lot about young children. I'll just take his scarf back to him, and we can visit with Brad Brewer. Come along. Brad.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, good.
Like you didn't know my television neighbor?
Hi.
Mr. Brad Brewer. Well, I wanted to thank you for teaching me how to knit, and I've brought this back.
Oh, great. Harold will really like that. He's been missing it.
Oh, this belongs to Harold.
Yes, it belongs to Harold.
There it is,
Oh, Harold. At last, you found it. You brought it back to me.
Yes, you want me to put it on?
Oh, please do. Put it on. Okay. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I'm so glad you found this and brought it back for me.
You needed it?
Yes, you know, it makes me feel brave and strong.
Oh, I didn't know it meant that much to you.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I need to wear this all of the time. Right, Brad?
That's right. That's what we pretend.
Oh, he's a great puppet.
Yes, he is.
Harold.
Harold is a hand puppet. And he was made out of fabric that we just collected around our shop.
This looks like a towel.
It is a towel. And the rest of him is made out of different things that's been put together, some fabric that we found. Actually, we dyed this. Mm-hmm. His mouth is made out of cardboard. And his eyes are made out of ping pong balls.
Ping pong ball?
Yeah.
Oh, you just took a ball and painted the...
Painted this in and put it right in his head and gave him some eye line.
Oh, you make wonderful puppets.
Oh, thank you. You like me, huh?
I sure do.
Well, let's put Harold down. Harold is one of my favorite puppets. And, you know, when I was a boy growing up and trying to be a puppeteer, I always had certain puppets of mine that were my favorites.
But you mean you liked doing puppets even when you were very little?
Well, you know, I started when I was, 5 or 6 years old as a puppeteer. And my sisters and I put on puppet shows every week, every Saturday. We would invite all the children from our neighborhood over to our house, and we would put on these puppet shows. And they would sometimes last about 2 or 3 hours or so. But we would start a campaign with our mother at midweek and trying doing chores and asking her for little things for us to do. And on Friday night, we would go out and buy cookies and sell them and sell the tickets on the day of the show. Oh, so we were very enterprising as children.
I guess so. And you've done that ever since.
Yes, I have. And I was always able to get a couple of my friends to help out and become puppeteers with me. And it's pretty much what I've done as an adult.
Who is this?
This is Otis. And Otis is the lead singer of the high-flying, smooth-sounding Crotations.
How do you do, Otis?
How do you do, Mr. Rogers? How are you?
I'm very well. I'm very glad to be with you today.
Well, thank you. It's good having you here in our shop.
You're a handsome man.
Well, thank you. That's what I've been told.
Handsome crow. You got a good tie there, too.
Yes, this is a tie that once belonged to me.
Uh-huh.
And one good thing about puppets is that you're able to find a lot of different things and put them together and make a character actually come to life. His hat is made out of just material that we had. And his eyes, again, this puppet, like Harold, is made out of ping pong balls. He's a little bit more...
And a good suit you've got.
Yes, we bought the suit at a thrift shop. So sometimes we're able to buy clothing for children and dress them up.
Well, he's a singer.
Yes, he's a singer. He's actually the lead singer. And this is his friend here, and this is Martha.
Oh, Martha. And she's lovely.
Yes. You know, when I was telling you about being a puppeteer as a child, my sisters were very effective with building some of the puppets and making them out of paper bags. Isn't that right, Martha?
Yes.
Hello, Martha.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
What a lovely person you are.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad that you came to visit us.
Well, I like being here. You're a singer, are you?
Well, sometimes I like to sing. Mm-hmm. I'm not as good as Otis, but I like to sing sometimes.
Beautiful puppet, but so complicated.
Yeah, these are complicated. They take a lot of time. You know, they start out as images. We have an idea of what character we want to do. We sit down and think about what our story is going to be about. And then we move to a drawing pad where we actually sketch out what the characters are going to look like.
Oh, that looks like Otis.
This looks like Otis. This is Otis. And then we try to build the puppet to look like the character.
Uh-huh.
So we want to design the puppets and have them stand in for the different shows that we do. And again, it was something that I liked to incorporate as a child. You know, I drew a lot. And it was something that I always felt that I wanted to do.
Did you ever make real simple puppets? I mean, these are not ones that we could make.
No, these are kind of difficult. They go through a long process, but there are some simple puppets that I make every now and then. You know, my son loves puppets, and he often asks me to tell him a story at night. And what I do is go into his drawer and pull out a couple of socks. And socks always make very interesting characters because you have patterns, you have solid color socks. And if you just stick in here, and I think what we can do.
Oh,
yeah.
And I like it here. It smells good in this place.
Well, Mr. Sock, let me give you some eyes so that you could see where you are.
Hey, it looks good here, too.
You like that, huh?
I'll say.
And how about Socky?
Hello, Socky.
Hi. And what's your name?
My name is, what do you think I should be?
Well, you have stripes on. Maybe
Stripey. Stripey, good.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Socky. It's always a pleasure to get made and born.
Well, thank you.
Here.
And you know something? We can always go and sit down and get in somebody's shoe and have a lot of fun.
That's for sure. And also, you could take me home, Mr. Rogers. You could take me back to your place.
Yes, I think that would be a great idea.
Of course it would.
Thank you very much, Brett.
You're welcome.
You've got so much to show and to do here.
And have a lot of fun.
I'm sure you do. Wish you well.
Thank you. Come back anytime.
Glad you're my neighbor.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Some of the things a professional puppeteer does. That one puppet said he felt brave and strong when he was wearing the rope scarf. Do you have anything that helps you feel brave and strong?
Hey, I like being here. Oh, this is a nice place.
I'm glad you like it, Stripey.
Why don't you give him some make-believe? Hey there.
All right.
Will.
Let's have some make-believe. Last time, when we ended our make-believe, it was snowing cereal at Daniel's clock.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the neighbors had come to King Friday to talk about it. He said he would help them. Well, let's make-believe some more about that now, as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe.
Hi, trolley. I heard that. I want to see for myself. Whew. Bye.
For coming over. I wonder if you could help me.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm filling this last box of cereal.
It snowed cereal at your place too, didn't it?
Yes, we had a regular cereal blizzard.
But what made it stop? I mean, it's still coming down over at Daniel's clock.
I don't know why it stopped here. All I know is the minute I saw cereal coming down, I got some boxes and started collecting it.
You weren't afraid of it?
Oh, no. I always say, make the best of whatever comes. Now I'm almost finished. If you'll help me with that last box.
Oh, surely. There.
Oh, thank you, dear. Tell Daniel I'll be glad to help him if he decides to go into the cereal business.
Oh, he's not even over at his clock. He's afraid of it.
He is? Well, where is he?
He's staying over at the castle with us.
Oh, I see. Well, I hope you can help him with his fears like you helped me with my boxing. Well, thanks.
Anytime, Elsie Jean. Oh, my. I'd better get over to the castle right away.
Oh, I don't think I could do it Tuesday.
But if you use these sticks and rope, you'll feel really brave.
How do you know?
Because it helps me. Honest. All you have to do is hold this and sing. Be brave.
Be brave.
And then be strong.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Be brave. Hello, Lady Aberlin.
Hi, Cousin Tuesday. Hi, Daniel.
Hi.
Sorry to interrupt. Sounds like you were singing an important song.
Did you see my clock, Lady A?
I did.
I guess the cereal's still pouring down.
Yes, it is.
I don't know what to do.
I think this could help.
I know you do.
Here comes Daddy.
Yes.
Niece, Prince, and Daniel, I presume?
Correct as usual, Daddy. Uncle Friday.
Is the cereal still pouring down to our east?
Only at Daniel's clock, sire.
Very well. I've decided what I will do since I'm the bravest and the strongest.
Uncle Friday?
I shall wear my cereal-proof gear, go to the clock, and command the downpour to cease.
Do you think that will work, Uncle Friday?
Of course it will work. A king's command is a king's command.
But have you ever done it before?
Of course not. There's never been a cereal downpour before.
Oh, yes. True.
Exactly.
Oh. We'll see you next time.
Oh, yes, Holly, we'll see.
Do you think that if the king just says stop, that the cereal will stop coming down? We'll make believe more about that next time. Right now, we need to feed the fish.
Oh, you've got fish.
That's right. We have fish, Stripey.
Hey, there are nice fish there.
That's for sure. It is interesting to think that Mrs. Platypus wasn't afraid of the cereal blizzard, and it stopped at her place. But Daniel, who is afraid, well, it's still snowing cereal at his clock. It's a complicated pretend, isn't it?
How about some hair for me?
All right, we'll give you some hair. I think I have some stuff in here that could give you some hair. Stripey wants some hair. So here's some yarn. Let me see. If I just put this on like this.
Hey, that feels pretty good. Hey, all the better. All the better.
Very good, Strip.
Who's that?
Well, I don't know. We'll just go and see.
Somebody at the door.
Right. It's Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery.
My name is Stripey.
How do you do there, Stripey? My name is Mr. McFeely. Speedy delivery to you.
Thanks. What you got?
Well, you know, a long time ago, you asked me if I could find a tape that shows how people in a factory make socks to wear.
Well, I'm a sock myself.
Well, then, here is a tape that shows how socks are made.
Well, could you show it for us?
I will. It's a perfect time to see it.
It certainly is.
All right, over to picture, and Stripey can watch along with us.
I'll be glad to.
And I'll...
You hold Stripey.
I'll hold Stripey. There's the tape.
Very good. How people in a factory make socks. Let's look at that together. How people in a factory make socks.
When people in this factory make socks, they start with spools of yarn.
Look at all that yarn.
Yes, many spools of yarn. And this person puts on yet another spool. And then checks the knitting machine. This machine knits the socks.
My, that looks complicated.
Oh, it is complicated. You know, the yarn comes off the spool and then goes into the machine. And all those parts work together to knit one sock at a time.
But where's the knitted part?
It's actually inside of the machine where we can't see it.
Oh, in there.
Mm-hmm. But when it's done, now watch closely. Out it comes.
Oh, you mean it's finished?
Well, no, but the knitting is done. The knitting part is done. And she checks it to be sure that it's okay.
Oh, but her fingers come out the toe part.
Well, that's the next step.
You'll see
what happens.
Oh.
Now, this person takes the knitted pieces and puts them on a machine called a seamer.
A seamer?
A seamer. It turns each piece inside out. And then sews a seam at one end to close up the toe of the sock. See? There it goes.
Oh, that's making the toe.
The toe. Then each sock is turned right side out by being pulled through a tube. There it goes.
Yeah, well, where do those socks go?
Well, each one travels through a tube and comes out here. There comes another.
What a fancy factory. Look at all those socks.
A lot of socks. And she checks to see if each seam was sewn correctly.
Well, it looks like a sock now.
Well, this person puts each sock on a foot-shaped board to check everything once more, and then the socks go inside of a machine where it's very hot.
Well, they travel in a machine. Oh, and look at that one picking them up.
Then they come out and they're picked up by that machine. Off they go down the conveyor belt.
Another trip for
another
those socks.
Another person who's helping. And this person who takes them off the conveyor belt, and she's going to fold them.
Need a lot of feet for all those socks.
I bet she folds a lot of socks during a day.
She does them just right. Look at that.
And then she sends them down to the packaging area.
Socks on their voyages.
Now this person puts the socks in a bag. You see, into the bag it goes.
A certain number go in each bag.
That's right. And after the bags are sealed, this person puts them into a box. And now they're ready to be sent out to people everywhere to wear.
Whenever I put my socks on, I'll think of that.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you, Mr.
Oh, there
McFeely.
Is a Stripey. There's that sock. I'll put the tape in here.
Would you like to try Stripey on?
Well, sure. I'll try him on. Here we go.
hand in here.
Different people can play with different puppets.
That's right. Oh, Stripey has a song. It's a delivery song.
Oh, good.
It goes, that's what you'll get. That's what you'll get. A speedy, speedy delivery. A speedy, 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 speedy delivery.
That's... Why, you got a new helper there.
Well, may I take this and show it to my grandchildren?
Of course. And would you mind taking this with you?
Well, you can keep it a little longer if you like.
Well, I would like to keep the smaller one, if I may, but we don't need that one.
All righty, well, I'll put it right in here and deliver it.
That's what you get.
That's what you get. A speedy, speedy delivery. See you around the neighborhood.
Goodbye, Mr. McFeely. Bye-bye. And Stripey. Goodbye. Oh, my, we have a good time, don't we? Whenever I see some socks, I'll think of the people who make them. In fact, there's my sock. There are so many people in this world who do so many things to help others. I trust that you're growing up to do those kinds of things, too. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up, ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new and I'll have more ideas for you and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Doink.